We now begin the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. This is Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph 4:1. And the topic of this Mishnah is the specific idol called in Hebrew in the Mishnah, Marculis. Marculis is the Hebrew version of Mercurius in Latin, or what we call in English Mercury. That's the name of the planet after it. And Mercury is the Roman version of the Greek god Hermes. And they, historically speaking, this was they worshipped this deity as like a patron for business, good fortune, criminals, and the like. In any case, so in way back when, like I'll call in like, I don't know, Chumash times or whatever, and you know, the times of Tanakh, rudimentary ways in which they pray to this particular idol of, I'll call good fortune, is they had a little mound of stones, specifically at the in the forks in the road, you know, in the crossroads, okay? And the very rudimentary version, which is kind of three stones, there were two stones on the ground and one on top of it, like the top one is the head and the two stones are supporting like arms to symbolize this Mercury. And they'd essentially look for good fortune as they came to the, you know, the junction of the road. And the way they would sort of throw their lot in with this idol and ask for its favor was to add a stone or throw a stone onto the pile. Okay, so these piles of rocks became referred to as these Marculises. And Chazal now, in this particular mission, are concerned with what happens if you find, you know, a stone besides a Marculis pile. Are those stones Asur Barnas? So obviously, if you actually have a pile dedicated to the Marculis, that would be the same as like an Asherah, it's an idol itself, and of course it's Asur Bahana. The question is, what about stones that are found nearby? Are we afraid this is like a new Marculis being built up? Are we afraid these fell from the old one? What do we do with those stones in terms of the Isur Hana? So the Mishnah says inside, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shalosh Avanim Zu Betzad Zu. If you find three stones that are at a distance of four amos or more, but I guess with an eye shot of a Marculis. So then Asuras, those three stones are forbidden because we're afraid maybe that this is like a Marculis Katan, like a mini Marculis being set up here again. This is the beginning of that new process, and therefore these are already sort of idol stones. But Ushtaim, if you find just two stones, so remember the most rudimentary way to make a Marculis is two stones on the base and then one stone striding on top. So if you just find two, of course, there can't be a mini Marculis, and therefore Mutarus, those stones you find are mutar, even though they're kind of within an eye shot, they're in the vicinity of a Marculis. Now, if Chacham Omrim, they say, listen, Shiniros Imo, if it looks like these stones are really a part of the Marculis, which would mean they're within four amos, so then we have to be afraid that those stones are put there or thrown there to be part of the Marculis pile, and therefore Asuros. They're Asur Bahana. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, one or two or a million. The point is, within Dalet Amos, the main Merkulis structure, that's, you have to be afraid this is a Merkulis, and it fell from it. But we're not afraid of people setting up like a new mini Merkulis next to the main one. And therefore, if it's She'ei Niros Imo, if they're not seen with it, meaning that really means they're at a distance of more than four Amos away, any stones that are more than four Amos away from the main Merkulis pile, Mutaros. Those stones are permitted, even if you have three stones next to each other, because we're not afraid that there's a new mini Merkulis being set up. And the sense of the halacha like the Chachamim, that it's just what's within Dalet Amos, the main Merkulis pile, which are us, or at least Mesafik, of being part of the idol.